WWA Mobile.
I'm glad I'm still sitting at home. W2T stationary.
Well, I hope you're at home dry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting inside where it is nice and dry. But that's not to say that that can't change, you know. I do have to go out and find me something for lunch today, since for some reason I seem not to have anything here in the house to work on that, you know.
I hear you. So how are you doing, Rusty?
Pretty good. Just kind of, you know, chilling out, not doing a whole lot. Just run out when I gotta run out. Like I'll run out, probably out to Publix to pick up some chicken strips from them up there. They do a good job on them, so I may get me a chicken strip lunch while I'm up there today.
I'm going over to meet a guy I went to high school with. We're going over to Monterey's on 29 and Greer.
We eat out somewhere, huh?
Well, they got little lunch specials where I can get in and out of there for like probably between $8.50 and $9.50 for everything.
Oh, so you guys are gonna go get something and go somewhere else and eat it, right?
No, they've got their dining room open.
Well, I guess you know, if you want to take a chance on that, I'm not quite ready for doing some of that eating it on site yet.
You know, I don't know. Just depends on how they look at it, how they handle it. Pretty much those places are fairly clean, though.
That, but you know, I'm just gonna, you know, work at it a little while. I'm, like I said, I'm not in a big hurry to go back out, so you know, I'll take my time and make a trip out there one of these times and see what's going on. But I'll go someplace and pick up something for lunch and bring it back to the house.
The beauty of our country. That's your choice, bud. Yep. Hey, did you see where some states are having churches sue the state for their restrictions?
Supreme Court and got a injunction against them to halt the in one of the states they got an injunction against them to halt the courts pursuing them on trying to stop them from doing that. So it's going to be interesting. I also read today that one church is, after having opened up a couple of weeks ago, they've closed back up because several of their people have gotten the coronavirus.
That, I hadn't heard that.
I don't remember where it was. I just caught it in an article I was looking at this morning.
Generally, the incubation period is, 10 to 15 days before you start showing the symptoms.
Well, yeah, I know, and it's interesting to try to figure out how these folks, you know, but like I said, they open up, according to the article, it was something I was reading on the news, on one of the news channels today, that they had a church had opened up, and then 2 weeks later they closed back after somebody in their congregation, a family in their congregation, tested positive for coronavirus.
Well, my church is going to go open back up on the 31st of this month. And I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to have a church service at our church this Sunday. But with the weather cooperating, it's going to be out in a cemetery. It's a Memorial Day service, and it's going to be held in our cemetery on Sunday morning. So, you know, we can all do the social distancing thing out there, because we've got a lot of room to do that. So, and we'll set up, and it'll work out.
Well, I got a sneaking suspicion. I think we're going to be probably at 50% attendance coming up, just to, you know, for folks that don't want to take the chance. So, anyhow, it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
life has its moments, and I guess we'll just have to see what they are. So where are you? So you're off to eat lunch with somebody today, going out in public and exposing yourself, huh?
Yep. And with the health habits that I have learned over the years running in and out of these doctor's offices, so far I haven't had any issues.
For your side. That's good for your side. So, well, stay safe out there and practice, you know, things you're supposed to. Yeah, I saw a picture somebody posted on Facebook where they had gone to eat yesterday at Cracker Barrel, and they were spacing. They were only letting so many customers in to eat at the end of the store period, and so many in to eat, and they had their tables. You had a lot of distance between their tables.
Generally, most of those situations, if you run every other table, or just, you know, do half the tables available in those restaurants, that meets the requirements of the 6-foot spread. So, really, that's about all they need to do.
I know, and like I said, the picture he took shows that it, you know, it looks like that way. So, anyway, but you go out and enjoy your lunch, and we'll probably catch up to you later. Let me finish up here on the computer. I'm in the middle of a project I'm trying to finish up. And I'll go put me on a shirt and grab a light jacket because it's a little chilly out there this morning. And then run up and pick me up something and bring it back to the house. Anyway, be careful, Steve. We'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T, 73s for now.
Garbage knowledge. My truck says it's 66 degrees out here. So, yeah, I'd get me a jacket if I were you. And something to keep my little noggin dry. Have a good one, bud. 73, KN4VWA, clear.
Gotta have a way to control people.
Turn on that in. KN4VWA.
VWA, KN4UBG.
Kevin, what you doing, bud?
I just got me sitting out here in the yard in the chair talking on the radio. See if I can get electrocuted, I guess.
I thought you were still working some.
I'm working a little bit here and there, yeah. I've been on second shift.
Ah, okay. Well, hey, that's better than not, ain't it?
Better than not. But, I don't know, man. It's walking anywhere between 4 to 7 miles and that.
Man. Well, how's that on those knees?
This way, I have found some muscles that I never knew I had.
Wow. Well, you know, maybe it'll... Listen, ain't none of us in shape. Maybe that'll help you get back in shape and work them a little bit. But you weren't bad to begin with.
I wasn't too bad. I wasn't too bad out of shape. 325 pounds. Well, about 326, something like that, 327. And I'm down to 317 right now.
That's a good thing. Little side benefit of the job, huh?
That's the good benefit of the job, man. My calf muscles are going to look like caveman, man. That thing's going to be sticking out there like 5-gallon water jugs that you turn upside down on the water fountain.
Oh, man. I hear you, bud. Well, maybe there'll be some side benefits that'll get you all up in shape and get you looking good to where your wife chases you around a little bit.
Well, you know, I done went from 1.25 horsepower to about 2.5 horsepower on the bicycle now, you know. calf muscles are getting pretty stiff back there.
Wow. Well, hey, how's that motorcycle doing?
I was on it every weekend, man. Doing good. I mean, I bought a few things for it. I done put me some neon lights on it now, different colors. And I got some pod lights coming, the driving pod lights that goes on the running bars. I got a set of those coming, and I got 5 quarts of oil that I got to change the oil in that joke, and a filter.
How about that? Well, I'm glad it's running good for you. All right. Well, you do know is every time you throw a leg over that thing, you got to ride like you got a bullseye painted on your butt, you know.
Now, they have to catch me first. You know, if you drive a little faster than the speed limit, they got to catch you.
That is true, but I'm talking about the ones that'll look right straight in your eye and then pull right out in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I hear some crazy people out there, man. Crazy people. I ain't had no incidents yet. You know, thank the good Lord. But, I've done had it on the highway several times. Ride good on the interstate. Ride good on the back roads now since I figured out how to work that air ride suspension.
So there ain't nothing wrong with that suspension, huh?
Well, I thought I was going to have to rebuild it, but didn't find it out. The only thing it was flat. I guess you let all the air out of it, I guess. That thing rode like a log wagon when I first brought it home. I could never figure it out. Somebody told me that thing had an air ride on it. I got out there monkeying around when he pulled it up online, got to watching about the air ride, and pumped them shocks up, man, and that thing rode like a dream. I mean, it still got bump in it. I still don't think the front shocks has got enough oil in them. It looked like one of them has been leaking, but it ain't leaking now. I guess it's been leaking because it was sitting, I guess.
Yeah. Seals will do that. Well, has that thing got an onboard compressor?
Onboard compressor, and it's got an onboard air valve that you can actually take and pump the suspension up with a air compressor or whatever that way, too.
Uh-huh. Is the onboard compressor working good?
Build up. It'll run both sets of shocks all the way to the top. It'll make the front one so hard they won't even give when you hit the brake.
Wow. How about that? All right. Well, I'm going down here to meet a buddy of mine for lunch over here in Greer. And we're going to do some Mexican over in Monterey. So, and I'm getting kind of close. I'll be over there in a couple of minutes. So you're working second?
Working second for the time being. We don't know how long it's going to be. You know, maybe the end at any time. You know, whenever they decide to end it. Yeah, I mean, it ain't bad. You know, it's just walking around cleaning everything that everybody lays hands on. Anything from my office chair to the sink handles, to the doorknobs, to the vending machines, to the coffee pots, sinks, chairs, tables, doorknobs, pallet jacks, pull stations on high-speed doors, to paper towel holders, to bathroom stall doors, toilet paper, suspensors, I mean, you name it, keyboards, office desk, chairs, filing cabinet drawers, handles, everything.
Stuff that you make secure in that place that you're working?
Wife was talking to me in the background there.
And all this stuff is in the place where you do the security?
Go in and clean everything and make sure nobody don't get sick.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, did Asa say they were going to be calling you back?
Well, not really. The only thing they basically told me, I'd have to reapply for my job back. So, the way they talk, it'll be sometime this coming up year.
This year or sometime next year?
Sometime next year, the coming year. It'll be, 2022, 2021?
Yeah, it'll be 2021. Man, I guess they think they're just going to be down that long. Great day. I don't think they will. Man. All right. Well, listen, I'm just about to destinate, bud. I'm going to jump off of here, and I'll go ahead and say 73s, and you try to behave yourself today. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Quick standby there just for a second. I got somebody on the phone, and that's why I didn't come back to you. But I'll say 73s to you, and I'll give you a holler back a little later on. But you be good out that way. Be safe on the wheels. Stay dry. And we'll talk to you later. KN4 UBG. I'll be clear on your final.